So, hello one and all. This week is a little bit of a week to celebrate. Well, it was a year ago yesterday, that I got Lottie, my lovely ragdoll cat, who came to me at, 4 months old, and she is now 16 months old. And yeah, so a year ago yesterday, the 5th of February 2016, my breeder came around here with her. Now, she was the little kitty cat who chose me as a mother. When I went to her house with a friend a few couple weeks beforehand. Actually, I don't know if I ever relayed the story in here. So, when I first made contact with my breeder, Terry Ann, who I was made aware of from my friend Laura Lee, who went to both primary school and secondary school with me, or a few years of secondary school anyway, because she had a ragdoll cat. And I was doing all this research because I decided that by hook or by crook, I was getting a cat. Don't care what anybody says. I held off for a very long time because my partner at the time, although we weren't living together, I wanted to respect him. He's him a little bit because he wasn't really into cats for a reason, which I'm not going to go into because it's not my place to. But I had decided, no, I really must have a cat, and this, you know, they'll get used to each other, which they did. But anyway, I'm jumping ahead as usual. So, so I was doing all this research on cats, and I decided that the ragdoll cat sounds like a good breed because of their known temperament. And also, they were said to get along pretty well with other pets, including dogs. And I remembered that said friend Laura Lee had a ragdoll, and I asked which breeder she got her from, and Laura Lee told me. So I rang this breeder one afternoon. I was at work. It was my break, obviously. And she was at the vet with her daughter's cat. Her daughter's Maine Coon, actually, which is the largest breed, as opposed to the ragdoll, which is the second largest domestic breed. I should say domestic breed. I beg your pardon. She asked if I could ring her back, and I'm like, oh. Thinking with my social phobia that was still slightly there, I thought, I don't know, because, well, at least I found it hard to be rejected, like even if it wasn't a bad rejection, you know, like, oh, I can't talk now, so I felt like that was a rejection. Anyway, I'm going to get to the point. I did call her back in the end, and we spoke about it all, and she said, you know, she didn't have, I don't think she had any kittens at that time, but she still had one who was pretty timid. She didn't use the word timid, she used sort of overwhelmed at life, and, you know, still very cautious and everything. So I'm thinking, oh, well, I probably wouldn't be getting her because, you know, I need a cat who's going to be able to get along with Joy, my guide dog. So, we left it at, we'll just keep in touch. And she has a group on Facebook for her customers and, you know, potential customers. So I joined that group and, you know, stayed in touch and put my name down on the waiting list. And then I was going away. I was going to go to Western Australia to see at Commonike and at ARFI. But I happened to say to Terri-Ann at one time, oh, I'd be really interested to come over and see, because I'd heard she got more kittens. I said, oh, I'd be really interested to come and see the kittens. Not that I was thinking of making a purchase when I'd said it, but I thought, well, I'm just, you know, interested just to see, you know, what kittens I guess you have. And so I said, she said, oh, bring your cat cage in case you decide on one. So I was like, oh, wow, okay, so maybe it didn't matter then. Maybe I don't have to, you know, necessarily didn't have to be on the waiting list as I was. So I don't know, still a bit confused about that there, because she wants, you know, she has a waiting list, yet she'll sort of seem to take people who go and I guess if they want to go and get a cat there, and then she'll just, you know, let do it. So I don't know. Anyway, so I said to her, so at that stage sort of I got a bit excited, and I said, oh, what, do you have a cat that you think might be suitable for me? And she said, yeah, well, there's a boy cat, a male cat that I was, a male kitten that I was thinking might be good for you. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So anyway, my friend Laurel and I went over to her place. And she's got heaps of cats, like heaps of cats that even, you know, they're just keeping, you know, they just keep, and because they show a lot of cats as well, a lot of the ragdoll cats, and there's a couple of rescue cats that she's got, and she shows them as well, half ragdoll, half, you know, domestic, so she put this little girl, the shy one, she got and put on my knee. And Terri-Ann was amazed. She just took to me. Like, she was sitting on my knee. She was kneading. You know, she was even occasionally climbing up my top, my chest, you know. And she was just really content and purring, as I said, and kneading and Terri-Ann's like, whoa, you know, and, you know, I just sat there with her for a while, because Terri-Ann said, oh, normally, you know, when she comes out of the, when we take her out of the crate with the few other cats that she was with, she'll just come and, like, hide behind the couch, and, you know, you can't get her out, unless you move the whole couch back. Anyway, she ended up doing that a few times that afternoon when I was there, but mostly she was just content to allow me. And then they took her away for a little while so I could hold the boy cat. But by that stage, I guess me and the girl cat were attached. And this girl cat happened to be my Lottie. Yay! Hello. Are you going to say hello? No? No? Oh. So, yeah, after a while, I said, well, yeah, I suppose you sort of want me, don't you, Lottie? Well, I didn't know her name at the time, although I had a name picked out. I had a male name and a female name. Anyway, so to cut a long story short, yeah, I decided that I would get her because she picked me. But I was going on leave, not for a couple of weeks later. So I asked Terri-Ann if she could just hold her for me. So I paid the deposit for Lottie, and I also took home some kitty litter that she used, and I still use, and kitty litter and a kitty litter box that It's an AusPet sort of system. I've described it to you last year, so I'm not going to go into all that again. But yeah, needless to say, I end up cancelling my trip to Western Australia because, you know, of this lovely cat Lottie. And I mean, I'm you know, meaning to go back and see them. I will eventually. But yeah, so that's the story of how I got Lottie. And then as you will recall, or as the audio booms got evidence, but she was a little bit sort of, you know, frightened for a while, and she used to hide on me in all sorts of weird and wonderful places and didn't know where she was for, you know, whole days. And but she gradually settled in, and yeah, now she's a very, 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 you know, she's just part of the furniture now. So yeah. And oh yeah, she's just adorable. And and my other adorable one, my guide dog Joy, she turns 9 tomorrow. And she just sighed. She's on my bed. She just sighed. So yeah, she was born on the 7th of February 2008. And yeah, I'll always remember her. Well, when she turned 1, that's when they had Black Saturday. It's not, you know, that's not, I know that's not a good thing to remember. But yeah, I'm just thinking, well, she would have been at her puppy races, and it was like 47 degrees Celsius and in Melbourne, and oh man. Anyway, so, you know, Joy and I have been through a lot. She was only 2 when I started at my current job. I can't believe she was only 2, and now she turns 9 tomorrow. Just amazing. So, yeah, I remember when I got her. I remember like it was yesterday, and she was such a little bouncy thing. I remember seeing her for the first time, and yeah, like she was sort of small, I guess, and I thought, oh wow, how cute. I said, I'll take her, and my instructor said, well, don't you think you better walk her first? And I'm like, oh yeah, pretty good idea, I guess. So we walked up to a coffee shop near the station, and I mean, it was just right. It just felt right walking her. You know, she had great tension on the harness, and that's what I wanted. My first dog, Hartley, you know, she was very, very distracted. She should have been probably given to someone who had previous guide dog experience, because she was very distracted. And I guess as she did save my life a few times, but you know, I guess she just wasn't really able to control her that easily, and so yeah, I was just amazed with Joy's work. It was just, you know, she wasn't distracted. She wasn't like that. So it's amazing. She just did it, you know. So, yeah, so on the way back, I'm like, oh, yeah, I will have her. I think I will have her. Jane said, oh, you know, we've got a couple of other dogs in there. I said, no. You know, Joy's perfect. Her work was just, I don't know, we just suited each other. And then she said, oh, well, I'll still give you a few days to think about it. She's from the UK. And I said, oh, well, yeah, okay, but I know what my answer will be. And in a couple of days' time, I, of course, rang. This was in November 2009. That's when my class was. So this was in, like, maybe late September or something, early October. And she said, and then I rang back a couple of days later. It was at my first job at ANZ. And I said, I think you know what this call's about. She said, I think I do. And I said, yes, I'll definitely take her. So I was in the November class, and I was one of three, you know, experienced handlers, and there was, I think, one or two first-time handlers. So it was actually cool to be finally on, you know, able to sort of give some advice and encouragement to the first, handlers, first-time handlers. And what was really cool too is because, you know, I knew what to expect, you know, it didn't seem to take as long for Joe and I to bond. So yeah, I mean, 9 tomorrow, she's, her work sort of slipped a lot, for a while. It's come back a little bit. Of course, you know, because of her age, she's still not as good as she was, but she's, you know, she's not good in crowds. And because we work in the studio, they're unavoidable. But she, you know, she's, oh yeah, you know, I can certainly, you know, she'll probably be going for another year or so in work-wise. So yeah, that's the story about my dog and my cat. Pause recording.